Trash on the Table. Hit it, Rockstar.
If you win that jackpot, what's the first thing you're going to get? be honest with us, sir.
Oh, I can be honest, because we're in Nevada. It's legal. I'm going to find me a new wife. Okay?
It's time for Trash on the Table with LT.
And if you don't win, shooting from the skies right there. Hey, our trash, always brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking to refinance, purchase, or get cash out of your home anywhere in the Southeast, these are the guys to do it. Getting a quote, quick quote, is free. Takes less than 10 minutes to see where you stand. Call them right now, 815-9200, or visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Mortgage Right, powered by TJC Mortgage. You talk, they listen, NMLS 2239.
I guess that's why they call it a lottery, right? If he doesn't win, he keeps the old wife? Is that what he was insinuating?
I guess so. Depending on how big the lottery winning is, he probably wouldn't have trouble finding a new wife.
Rockstar, you left this off the viewing menu, but in tonight's episode of Survivor Island of the Idols, a player was removed from the game for the first time in the show's history.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Now, at the very end of the episode, right after Tribal Council, we saw Jeff Probst approach the camp, which is a rarity in itself. He announced to the remaining players that Dan Spillow had been removed from the game. Quote, I just spoke privately with Dan, and I want to update you guys. A decision has been made. Dan will not be returning to the game. He won't be coming back to camp, and he won't be on the jury. He is gone.
What about Dan's blanket? Dan's blanket?
Is this happening on the show tonight?
Tonight. Yeah. Message on the screen then read.
I will point out here, spoiler alert, if you're a big fan of the show and you're watching it tonight, apparently.
Well, I think if you're a big fan of the show, you probably heard
about this. You probably knew this was coming with Dan.
Quote, Dan was removed from the game after a report of another incident which happened off camera and did not involve a player. Now, Dan was involved in a controversial episode earlier on the season when contestant Kelly Kim accused him of inappropriate touching to her fellow tribe mates.
You called it, Sally.
Yeah. Now, Kelly had issues with Dan from the very first episode, and Dan was warned for his behavior on day 22. Kelly ended up being voted out on day 22 instead of Dan.
Dan, don't you remember what we talked about back on day 22?
What do you have to do off camera to get run off the island?
Apparently, inappropriately touch a tribe mate.
Okay, I got a Dear Abby that I pulled for you guys. Right. Boy.
Is this old Dear Abby?
No, this is new Dear Abby.
Abby's still... Yeah, here we go. Dispensing of advice.
Dear Abby, and I've heard of this, but I thought it was urban legend. I've shared a friendship for 40 years with a woman who is known for having a quick temper. Although I've been on the receiving end of her anger many times, we managed to maintain our relationship. She lives across the country now and unfortunately suffers from a major illness. She lives with a man she argues with often in his small apartment. They struggle financially, and she recently confided that when they argue, she dunks his toothbrush in the toilet to get even. Obviously, it's without his knowledge.
Obviously.
I've never met him, but he's very nice to me when I call. I want to tell him what my friend has been doing. I feel he needs to know the health risk he faces when he's brushing his teeth.
Clear bowl, yellow bowl.
Of course, if I do, I know I'll incur her wrath once again, as she'll know I ratted her out.
Well, do you want to be a friend, would be my question, with somebody that
Let me finish, Brennan, okay. Then I'm going to let both of you guys answer. And then he will undoubtedly evict her from the apartment. She doesn't have the finances to get her own place, and the eviction may result in her becoming homeless. I'm struggling with which is worse, his health risk or her homelessness. So far, I've kept my mouth shut, but each day I know he's brushing his teeth with bacteria. Oh. Should I continue to remain silent? Signed, Yuck Factor in the Desert. What do you guys think Yuck Factor should do?
Dear Yuck, do you really want to be a friend with somebody that is dunking a toothbrush in a toilet bowl for their own husband? What do you think they've done to you? Signed, Abby.
It's good advice.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Thank you.
Dear Yuck Factor, while dipping his toothbrush in the toilet may not kill him, it could make him sick. Tell him what has been going on. If your friendship with a woman ends, so be it.
Yep. I'm with Abby.
She can have better friends for sure.
So meet Joe, 48-year-old from Uganda.
Hey, Joe. Basic name for Uganda.
His gas is so bad.
Oh, no.
That it is.
How bad is it?
Well, it's killing mosquitoes for a 6-mile radius. This is a true story. This thing has blown up everywhere.
So a 6-mile radius. In Alabaster, we used to have this truck, old truck that had a tank in the back that would ride around. God knows what they were spraying out, but it stunk. And it was a sprayer in the back, and a guy would sit in the back. And he'd ride through the ballpark.
Oh, yeah, they'd spray it everywhere.
Through neighborhoods.
And that's, people in the mud puddle drop early. Call Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah, well, that's it wasn't dark water or muddy water or... whatever the movie is that's out now. But it was, I always wondered what was in that.
Before we were real careful about this kind of stuff too, right?
Now, this man, though, says no one in his home village has ever contracted malaria because his powers knock out insects for over 6 miles.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Now, if true, this would make his fallout zone larger than that of the atomic bomb which destroyed Hiroshima back in 1945.
Bad guess.
Now, one of the local barbers, James, says, quote, he's known all over the city who can kill mosquitoes with his farts. When Joe is around, we all know that mosquitoes will vanish. He is respectful of people around him, and he only farts if there are mosquitoes around which bring malaria.
I mean, malaria is a bad hand. Yeah. So, I mean.
So is Joe, apparently.
Well, yeah, but I'd live with his gas before I'd want to live with malaria.
Yeah, but do you get called up like, hey, Joe, it's Dave over here. You know, my daughter's getting married this weekend. The reception's in my backyard. Yeah. Do you mind coming over and ripping a few off for us?
Coming over and spraying the joint?
Oh, he's going village to village on what were the thing that you and Brown rode in Baton Rouge?
Rickshaw.
It was a rickshaw. Yeah. Handsome cab, some call it.
So we got one guy in Louisiana was caught rigging bingo games to win more than $10,000.
That's a lot of juice for the squeeze.
John Cook, 43.
Not enough juice for the squeeze.
Booked into jail on Friday on a felony theft charge, two counts failing to appear multiple times following his June 29th arrest. Police say Cook was recorded on video at a bingo parlor manipulating a, quote, bonanza bingo game by handpicking the balls he wanted to play, then hiding the winner until he was ready to end the game. He said that Cook won four different times, won thousands for three people, including his sister.
Well, at least he was a giver. He won money for his sister, Lance. He didn't take it all himself.
B-29.
Okay, I've got unusual Christmas traditions around the world. This one from Sweden. Did you guys realize every year at 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve, around half of Sweden sits down to watch the 1958 Walt Disney TV special From All of Us to All of You?
Never even heard of this.
That, no.
Since 1959, the show has been airing without commercial interruption at the same time every December 24th on TV1, Sweden's main public television channel. According to the Slate, it's one of the three most popular TV events each year, and the lines of the cartoon's dialogue have become just commonplace in Sweden.
The most shocking part of that is, did you say half the population watches this?
Yep.
And it's still commercial-free. That they haven't found a way to capitalize and make some money off this.
In Ukraine, according to folklore, there was a poor family with a widowed single mother who couldn't afford to decorate the Christmas tree. One night, as they all slept, a wonderful Christmas spider decorated the tree with a beautiful sparkly web.
Spider.
Rays of the sun touched the web, turning it to silver and gold, and from that day on, the family wanted for nothing.
You
Ukrainian families now decorate their trees with glittering spiders and their webs in honor of this tale.
Oh, how about that?
That's a creepy Christmas tree. It's like Halloween and Christmas had a baby at that point, right?
In Greenland, tell me if this is disgusting. Although women around the world often traditionally prepare the Christmas meal, in Greenland, it's the men that actually serve the women. Now, the main dish is maddik, which is strips of whale blubber, as well as kiviak, which is flesh from ox buried in seal skin for several months and then served once it begins to decompose.
Daddy, when's the kiviak going to be ready? Hang on, Junior. Not yet. Can't wait.
Decomposed seal skin.
Yeah, that sounds awful, Lance.
That's why I like being, I have my food being prepared by the softer gender.
Oh,
I wonder what
taste.
I wonder what we eat that they look at and say, "Oh my god!"
I don't know what it could be.
Nothing like whale blubber. You mean they kill cows and put them on a grill?
General Mills got a new cereal out there. They're teaming up with Hershey's. Hershey's Kisses cereal, available in limited stores right now, should be available just about anywhere starting next January. Now, the pieces are shaped like Hershey Kisses and reportedly turn milk chocolatey almost immediately.
I got Count Chocula for that.
Oh, so it's basically Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, Cocoa Puffs or Count Chocula do the same thing.
And finally, a Florida student's use of Axe body spray was so overwhelming that a school bus driver had to pull over and call for help, thinking something was wrong.
Yeah.
Too many women on this lady.
Students were asked to get out of the bus in Manatee County, ABC Action News reports. They were evaluated by a, quote, local EMS.
Not you, Troy.
No one was taken to the hospital. The incident affected Buffalo Creek Middle School students near Parrish.
How much do you have to put on?
I am told by a middle school teacher.
It's awful.
It's a friend of mine that sixth grade boys and seventh grade boys, you debate whether you want them in the Axe body spray or or not.
No, yeah, I've
VO is almost better.
No, yeah, I've that, heard it. I've had
it's a aromatic coin toss every day.
Yeah, I've had a middle school teacher tell me I'd rather have the body odor than the mix of the Axe plus the body odor. That's the worst smell.
Dunaway, do you have any Axe?
There's some in the house. My son's 15.
Because what I've heard, I've got daughters, but I've heard, Jim, that they don't know when to stop spraying.
You know,
they don't know spray a squirt on. They like bathe in it.
Uppity back in the 80s with a bottle of Polo cologne. You remember that?
Dracar Noir.
I'm a brute guy.
But, you know, I think back, I never chose just a spray of Polo over a shower.
No.
You got to take the shower, and then you put the dab on.
I shower for me. The Polo was for the ladies.
But in the eighth grade was the last time I put cologne on. I'm not a cologne guy.
Me neither.
8:45, that's Trash on the Table.
It is brought to you by the locally owned and operated Mortgage Right. If you're looking for the home of your dreams, these guys can put you there. Call Tanner, Joe, or Chris, 815-9200 or online mortgageright.com.